is there a protocol also, though, for neighbours that maybe the workers should, or somebody should, knock on the door and say, look, this work is being carried out, maybe go and have a cup of coffee for 3 hours or whatever?
It actually shouldn't be necessary in most cases. It's a bit hard to generalise because,
yeah,
you know, cases can always be a bit different. And if there is a concern that that the work is extremely close or, you know, anything like that, then obviously, yes, it would be good to talk to the neighbours about the plan and make sure they have enough space and access and they can get enough work area to be able to do that work safely. But in many cases, by following the safe work practices that they should be using in any event, the amount of fibres that would come off would be very low, because in some cases air monitoring's been done on the boundaries of work areas. It's not a mandatory thing for the air monitoring to be done if the asbestos is in the sheet form. It's non-friable. But where we've seen that data, it's very reassuring in that when the work is done in accordance with procedures, the levels are certainly acceptable. Yeah.
Now, is this a WorkSafe matter, or if there was concern about what's happening on a work site, do they go to the local council, or is it WorkSafe?
In the most cases, it does depend a little bit on the type of the concern. And if it's a workplace, though, and there's workers involved and there's concern about their conduct or the fact that they might be exposing people, then that is something that WorkSafe can look at.
Mm.
But the local council also has regulations under the health asbestos regulations. So they actually have some jurisdiction as well. And they have additional jurisdiction in that if it's a non-work matter, let's say somebody's doing a do-it-yourself job, then they are the best people for that kind of a job.
About asbestos fibres, what is the safe level of asbestos fibres, and you know, I mean, how many asbestos fibres do we need to put ourselves in danger of something like mesothelioma or asbestosis?
Yes. Well, firstly, it's actually something that most people don't know is that there's a little bit of asbestos fibre in background air, in general air. There's about 10 fibres per cubic metre in all air. So everybody has a little bit of background exposure to asbestos. And at workplaces, we have an exposure standard for asbestos, which is 0.1 fibres per mil, and that's a workplace level. But at the same time, because of the toxicity of asbestos, we do expect that that levels will be kept as low as practical, which in most cases will be much lower than the exposure standard.
Mm.
Especially when, you know, when work is done in accordance with the code, then levels are expected to be much under that.
Yeah. Would there be concern that some of the fibres that may be released from a worksite, such as the one we're talking about, would land in the backyard? If there was an excessive amount, perhaps unbeknownst to anybody, is that a danger, or again, is there a critical mass?
The risk of disease basically does depend on the concentration of fibres that you inhale, but also the frequency.
Mm.
And I suppose what that means in practice is that if you're a general member of the public, then normally you're just getting a very low background level of exposure, as we all do. And if there's an occasional incident, like an unsafe renovation or work that was done next door, although that does increase the risk just a little bit, you're still basically in a low-risk group because your general exposure is so low. For people, though, that work in the industry, they're the ones that potentially could be exposed more often, and that's why they do need to take all of the precautions to keep their exposure down. Because they're, you know, handling it on a regular basis, they need to make sure they've got all the controls in place.
As we all know, asbestos comes from the ground. This background asbestos you're talking about, is that sort of from man-made asbestos product, or is that literally the asbestos that would be loitering in our soils?
I think it'd be a bit of both. Probably in metropolitan areas, it'd be more from the built environment.
Yeah.
But you know, there is also asbestos in air in regional areas, and you know, I don't know if there's been studies done on the proportions, but I'd expect in regional areas it might be a bit more of the naturally occurring, and in built up areas, it'd be more from the built environment.